Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in. Joining us today is Christian Science practitioner and teacher, Lisa Rennie Seitzma. Lisa is from Hopkinton, Massachusetts.
An axe head dropped in water will sink. Few would argue with this. Gravity will pull it down. So, when a man accidentally dropped a borrowed axe head into a river, he was upset, believing it was lost forever. But the prophet Elisha, obedient to God's law, knew better. The Bible reports that, learning of the accident, Elisha threw a stick into the water, and the axe head rose to the surface. Doesn't this example open up unlimited possibilities to us? There are so many areas of life where people are arguing about physical science. But do we really want to look to the physical senses to tell us what's true? We need to look to divine science, which fulfills the law of God, who is spirit, to inform us about creation and its functions. Mary Baker Eddy writes in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, "Deductions from material hypotheses are not scientific. They differ from real science because they are not based on the divine law." The morning after straining my back while helping a friend with a project, I woke up barely able to move. As I prayed, it suddenly struck me that I was suffering from two so-called laws of material science. The first was that a back could be strained. The second was that a strain is painful. But both contradict spiritual law or Christian science, which shows that God's creation is indestructible and painless. The physical sensation seemed so real, but I knew I wanted to obey the divine law. Over the course of the day, I persistently affirmed that I was subject only to the laws of God, Spirit, to the science of His creation. By the next morning, I was completely free. The man with the axe head initially suffered a loss because he accepted the side of belief in physical science. Elisha, choosing the divine science of God, proved there can be no loss. God's law, expressed through divine science, is always good.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts. Copyright 2025.